unveil our Mets offseason plan coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll get back to your calls in a minute, 888-808-1019. But today, we heard from the players that were traded and the players that were not traded. And one guy I was very curious to hear from is Breece Hall.
Right.
Because it sounded as if Breece Hall really wanted to get traded.
Yeah, he sounded like he was trying to push himself out the door.
Yeah, he even tweeted and then deleted a tweet, and who knows what Breece Hall actually wanted. The reporting from yesterday is that there was a fourth-round pick on the table, and the Jets insisted it be a third-round pick, and there was no budging. And so the Jets said, nope, we're not going to trade him. And so Breece Hall remains a New York Jet. So let's hear from Breece Hall. First off, did you want to be traded? Like, that's the first thing I'd want to know from Breece Hall. Did you want to be traded, Breece Hall?
This is a good chance to set the record straight, though. Would you have welcomed a trade?
I mean, I don't think it's up to a player to be traded. It's not really.
Some guys do.
It's not really. Yeah, but it's not really like, you know, I think in my situation, it was, you know, if I was going to be traded, it was going to be whether I wanted to be or not.
Yeah.
So.
Were you hoping to be?
Nah, it's just, like I said, it was, if it was going to happen, it was going to happen whether I wanted it to or not. So it was one of those things where I was like, I mean, I can't control what's going to go on. It's going to be what it's going to be. So I just got to be where my feet are and, you know, take it with a grain of salt, whatever happens.
How do you take that?
Yeah, it feels like he's trying to speak the right line without saying anything.
Yes.
And I look, he's on the Jets. It is what it is. He's not. He didn't get traded, so he can't say, I wish I was traded, because then all of a sudden you're a bad teammate and you undercut your chances of getting a long-term deal. So he kind of had to say exactly what he said. It's not up to me. I'm here doing my job the best I can. That's all he can do.
Even when Quinnen Williams demanded a trade reportedly three different times, it was never up to him. It was up to the Jets, and the Jets finally decided, okay, we'll do it now. Look at the offer we're getting back, or we're willing because of where we are as a franchise.
Right.
So it's never up to the player, but it doesn't stop the player from asking. It doesn't stop the player from saying, please trade me. But the other thing I want to know from Breece Hall, because this is my attitude as a Jet fan, is, okay, if you didn't trade him for a fourth-round pick, do you plan on keeping him if you're the New York Jets?
Yeah.
And then it leads to, hey, Breece, even though you may not have a say in this because of the franchise tag, would you want to stay as a member of the New York Jets? Let's hear how he handled that kind of question.
You want to be here next year?
You said what?
You want to be here next year?
If they'll have me, yeah.
Oh, so have there been any talks about
it? No talks. Like I said, I'm focused on balling on Sundays and letting the rest of it take care of itself.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's slightly passive aggressive. Do you want to be here if they'll have me?
Because they haven't really made him an offer.
They haven't made an offer. We haven't had any talks at all. And so it doesn't matter what I want. I can't give myself a contract. So that was another good answer.
It makes sense. And there's a lot of time between now and the free agent period. It's going to make a lot of sense to franchise tag him. Just because they're going to have so much cap space. So tagging him, no biggie. You're going to probably have a young quarterback. I mean, is there a possibility they don't draft a quarterback with all their picks? Sure. But I'm going to lean towards they will. Mm. And you want to give that young player as many weapons as possible.
And so, Breece is one of those.
Absolutely. And if you turn down a four, you're not getting compensatory picks back in all likelihood, because I assume the Jets are going to spend some in free agency. And so that formula probably leads to them not getting much back. And even if they did, Sean, wouldn't it basically be a fourth-round pick?
Essentially, yeah. The formula depends, but yes, let's call it that.
So I'm going to lean towards they prefer to bring him back.
Of course.
And they probably
will. He's a good player.
Yeah. And he's a good player who's going to help whoever they end up drafting, assuming they do draft a young quarterback. 888-808-1019. Ozzie in Woodridge. What's up, Ozzie?
What's up? How you doing?
Wonderful.
Hey, Evan, you piqued my interest on the Dak to the New York Jets idea.
Yes, I mentioned that about 2.5 hours ago. You could rewind on the Odyssey app. Go ahead.
Yeah, 100%. But before we get to that, do we know if AG Aaron Glenn likes to pound back Diet Cokes?
I know. That was a very Francesian answer when he said, I never said that. That's what he said with
snowblower.
What makes a successful season? And he said, everyone being proud. And then today he's like, everyone being proud didn't mean this season. I just meant in general. I never said that.
Yeah, if he pounds back Diet Cokes, he's married to a Roe. He never said that. And then if that is true, they're brothers from another mother.
Clown.
Fact.
But Ev,
yes,
I got an idea and a trade proposal for you, my friend.
All right.
With that brutal loss to the Cardinals, I'm pretty much done with my pitiful Cowboys. I mean, the only thing that will bring me back in, and this ain't happening, is if they go 3-1 over the next four, and one of those is a win against the Eagles. But I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
So, I want the Milton era to start right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to trade Dak to you in the offseason. Give me back my first round pick.
No.
Sign Brees and give me him too.
No. No. Because I mentioned Dak's name as a possible veteran quarterback who would be available because I want to give the information. And then I promptly said, no gracias.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. Like,
we got a nice working relationship now. Give me back my first.
Ozzie,
you take Dak. Yeah. I start Milton era.
What I really want to know is how the hell do you feel that you turned an all-time defensive player like Micah Parsons into basically Quinnen Williams and a one? Like, do you feel good about it, or are you depressed? Like, how do you even feel about what the hell was pulled off over the last 6 months?
I told you this in the past. Jerry Jones has mashed potatoes for brains. He's the Joe Biden of GMs and owners. So he know not what he do because he has no idea what he's doing, literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
So when you look at it that way, even with Micah, they couldn't stop a nosebleed in the playoffs getting run all over and thrown all over by the Packers anyway. So, que sera, sera. Let's start the Milton era. Let's rock and roll. Give me back my first.
You're not getting it back. It's mine.
Right. So the Dak deal, if you did that, acquired him, you would take on $140 million of salary
in
the next 3 years.
I'm good.
Exactly.
What I mentioned at the top of the show, and you could rewind on the Odyssey app, was with the bounty of picks the Jets have, if a veteran quarterback becomes available that we're not thinking about, the Jets are in a great position to acquire that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned Dak Prescott as a name, but not someone I'd want. Just someone who could become available.
Yeah.
If Joe Burrow became available, I'm interested. If, let's say, C.J. Stroud became available or Justin Herbert became available, I'm interested.
What about Trevor Lawrence?
It's a good question. I thought about him.
Because he's good.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Yeah, I think I would probably roll the dice on my quarterback. I think I would then probably prefer to draft my own and have that guy become a star. Because I think Trevor Lawrence is good, but he's not the franchise altering quarterback that maybe we thought he was. You know,
yeah, he's had plenty of opportunities to prove that, and it hasn't happened. And you give him some grace because he's had three coaches, three coaching staffs, and it's only been 5 years.
Yeah.
So that's just hard.
The one thing I've thought about is, so a while ago, Gary Myers was interviewing Jerry Jones, and Jerry Jones said point blank to Gary, I called the Jets, and I said, I'll give you Micah for a one in Quinnen Williams. Mm-hmm. That's from Jerry Jones. And I remember when I heard that a few months ago, I thought about it, and I was like, I don't know. Knowing what I know now, like, would that have ever made sense? For the Jets to have said yes, because they did turn Quinnen Williams into a one.
Yeah,
but it could have been Quinnen and a one to get Micah Parsons, who's an all-world defensive player. And would that have made a difference on the success of the Jets this season if Parsons was here and Quinnen wasn't?
I doubt it. I don't think the team is good enough.
And thank God they didn't make that trade.
Yeah, I mean, it's a building block, but then you're also having to turn around and pay him right away without having him had Jet success. Obviously, he had Cowboy success,
right.
But he hadn't had Jet success. And it's a risk that if you're a team that's really good, like the Green Bay Packers, or supposedly really good because they lost to the Carolina Panthers somehow last weekend, but you're a team that's really good and on the precipice of being in that top two or three in your conference, you go trade for a guy like Micah Parsons and you pay him because he's accenting what you already have.
Right.
For the Jets, you would be acquiring, signing him to be your foundation. That's different, and that's not worth it a lot of these times.
And it's certainly not worth it when you're still looking for a franchise quarterback, right. And now you've given away a first-round pick that could help you get there.
Exactly.
Let's go to Andy in New Haven. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Happy Black Wednesday, as we call it, I guess, in politics, depending on which side you're on, day after Election Day.
That is true. That is very true. Yes.
My question for you is simple. Taking all of the dirty politics out of it, I want to know who you guys think would be the two best political candidates among the WFAN hosts that would then face off hypothetically to be mayor of New York City. I don't want to skew your thinking, but to be honest, my thought is Giannotti versus Barber.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
Giannotti versus Tiki.
Interesting.
That's very... So, here's who jumps out at me. And it's not Gio.
Yeah.
I think Al Dukes jumps out at me.
Al Dukes?
Because... Ball hammock. I'll tell you why.
Because of his thoughtfulness?
I think he's unfiltered, but the right kind of unfiltered.
A nice round ass.
Like, he's going to tell you how he feels, but he's going to do it in such a calm way that I think he'll get under the skin of his opponents.
Yeah.
I think Gio would lose his mind on people.
Yeah, intellectually
but
bankrupt.
Sometimes you need, it's like the balance with politicians of being calming, but also forceful.
Yes.
Most don't have it. Like, it's hard to do that.
It's
really
you.
Well.
It's you and Al Dukes. Like, I'm just going to tell you right now off the top, I don't think anyone else is even close.
Wilbur Esiason!
Nah, he's too old now.
What the hell do I know?
BT? Nah. Sal? You want to throw him in there?
Snowblower.
Mike? Well, honestly, if can we include all... You said Mike, so historical WFAN hosts?
Yeah. I think that's fair.
I'm going to get very serious right now because this one could be real. Sid Rosenberg.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. He's already influential in New York City politics.
It feels like he's setting himself up to do that.
And he can.
And he can, and the past doesn't matter.